we go now. Get set.
Afternoons with Annie.
94.3 Radio 1.
Love and relationships, they're pretty tricky. Especially when it comes to toxicity in love. I think that is something one must learn to recognize. And once you've learned to recognize, we must also know what steps have to be taken. Dr. Radhika Bapat is going to help us understand the very point today in the last session of Love and Relationships in the Month of Love. Unmind Matters with Dr. Radhika Bapat. Doc, so good to have you back.
Hi, Annie. So today's topic is going to be a really difficult one to speak about. Emotional abuse is much more than verbal abuse. Psychologists define emotional abuse as any sort of non-physical behavior that can be designed to control, to intimidate, to subjugate, demean, punish, or even isolate another person. And the tactics that people use consciously or unconsciously can be humiliation, fear, some form of degradation. And, emotionally abusive behaviors are, they range from verbal abuse, which means belittling, berating, or constantly criticizing someone, to more subtle tactics of intimidation and refusal to be pleased. So emotional abuse is not physical. It could be a behavior or it can be an attitude. Now, the red flags for a toxic relationship with this sort of an abuse is when there's never-ending drama. There's constant abuse or neglect. There's a partner who makes you constantly feel low self-worth. You feel trapped. There's always a need for the partner, one of the partners, to feel in control. And what they call as perpetual narcissism. So this is very important to understand. Secondly, are you in denial is something that we ask people to ask themselves. Does this relationship add value or deplete value from your life? Are you always begging for attention from your partner and not getting any? Do you feel stuck with someone who loves only themselves? Do you try to justify any abusive behavior? You know, by saying they didn't mean it, but I love them so much, I'll forgive them at my own cost. What if I don't find someone else afterwards? Or a known devil is better than an unknown angel, sort of. So these are the kind of conversations that we have with ourselves. And it's really important to first recognize that this is happening.
Right. So it's not very easy. And yes, sometimes we don't even realize it's happening with us. I'm sure you have some thoughts and some advice and suggestions that one can keep in mind to try to wean away from such a relationship. We're going to learn about that when we return on the other side. So don't go anywhere. Unmind Matters with internationally renowned clinical psychologist, Dr. Radhika Bapat. This is Afternoons with Annie. Back to music.